So we started with experimental designs last week, and what I will do is just rush through the slides so that we all remind ourselves what we talked about. So I told you that experimental designs and quasi-experimental designs are really very similar. The difference, the line that you see there, is essentially the ability to control, to manipulate. If we can do it, then we have experimental designs. If we cannot do it because of practical or ethical reasons, whatever reasons we cannot manipulate, then they are quasi-experimental designs. In quasi-experimental designs, we introduce a little bit of manipulation as much as we can, but we don't have full control. So typically in a lab, you have full control. But if you go outside and want to study astronomy, you don't have full control. If you want to do something with economics, with society, typically ethical considerations will prevent us from full control. And factorial designs is when you have multiple factors. Typically in examples, we talked about one variable that we manipulate and one effect variable. Factorial designs are when you have multiple variables that you want to manipulate. Smoking and asbestos exposure. So two things at a time. And you want to see how they cause the effect variables, the dependent variables, but also you would like to see how they interact with one another. It turns out that asbestos exposure is worse for smokers. That's what I remember from years ago. Hello. It's okay. So I just reminded you that we start with a problem, and we formulate a hypothesis, and then we conduct experiments. How is it that we have a problem? Well, we observe something interesting in the world, and then that interests us. Maybe some correlation, some dependence, and that is an interesting hypothesis that we formulate. When we see something like a correlation, then there are many possibilities. We don't know which of the graphs is the graph that has generated the observations, the data. So experimentation, or doing science in general, is finding which graph it is, finding the dependencies. Of course, you can find them also in quantitative way. You can look at the strength of connections, the equations that govern things, like we do in physics, but at least the structure. What is causing what? What is the structure? And I also cautioned you, that's in one of the textbooks that I read years ago, they kind of said, well, you know, there are many truths, things that we know, and we don't even need to test them because they are so obvious. I probably gave you an example. I usually give that. If I start insulting you, you will rebel and go to the dean and the director, etc. We understand that. There is no need to exercise, to experiment with it, because we understand it. How do I know? Well, I've been alive for a long time. If I was not nice to somebody, that somebody was upset, or I've seen it happening. So there are many truths that just don't need to be tested. Although, be careful, because sometimes it happens that we have truths, that we believe they are truths, but it turns out that they are actually not true. So it can happen also. World is interesting. Experiments are expensive, very costly, so we should use them wisely. Only when we are uncertain, only when there is controversy, then we conduct experiments. Otherwise, they may be too expensive to test simple things. I used last week and today, and probably I will finish next week. That's the small textbook that I told you about. It used to be a review paper by two authors, Campbell and Stanley, and they published it as a book, which is short, very concise, very well written. It's really a small treasure, because it describes all of the designs that I'm going to talk about in this class.